Seville 107.5 and 1260 Heart Healthy Listening for Central Virginia.
WCHV is not intended to treat any actual medical conditions and should be listened to in conjunction with a well-balanced diet. Consult your physician before turning away from WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning, and I warn you, I'm going to trigger one of you, and his name is, well, his nickname on this program is Haywood. Haywood, Nelson County, is going to be triggered by what testimony I bear to you now, and he's going to start texting me and calling me all sorts of names because he's going to think I'm confessing something, but I'm not, and I could explain to him why, but I don't have time right now. So we were talking with AJ before the break about, you know, the media, even their characterization of a home invasion and the shooting that occurred there as a mass shooting event. And because that's what the law enforcement people said. That's what the politicians said. Why does Tim Longo say, you know, these things after giving testimony on behalf of a bill that would give him authority to go after guns on grounds?
There's a tremendous amount of sensitivity and concern around a tragedy that happened here on grounds.
Sensitivity.
And, you know, in the aftermath of something like this, people have questions. And a lot of those questions deal with process.
No, a lot of those questions have to deal with, okay, when the kid showed up with the gun, where was a good guy with a gun to stop him? And I'm not talking about law enforcement. But what does a despot, what does an authoritarian need? Needs a mouthpiece. Hitler had Goebbels. Where's my little Joe? Give me my Joe. Where's my little Joe? If you don't recognize it, that's from the play Springtime for Hitler as a part of the wonderful producer's movie. But what does a despot like that need? He needs a mouthpiece. He needs somebody spinning the narrative. He needs somebody running the echo chamber. Barack Obama's media chief of staff. He didn't even have to work hard. His brother ran CBS and gleefully told the world, yeah, we use the echo chamber all the time. So how does the echo chamber work? Well, you need a lazy or cowardly media to comply. Well, there's three branches, actually. Lazy, cowardly, or paid off. And you can't pay off everybody, but you pay off the big ones. Look at the Media Research Newsbusters piece that we highlighted last week. I believe, let me check my records here, that podcast is available online at all the distribution networks except Spotify. Because Joe Vasquez from Newsbusters was on with us. How much money the open society people have paid to news anchors like Christiane Amanpour. I recall she was at least one debate for president as the moderator. I know that, it's his face from NBC News, Lester Holt moderated many debates for president. You see, some of them actually sit on the boards of the Open Society Foundation, George Soros, proprietor. So these are the ones who are paid off. And yes, there's a certain amount of laziness that goes along with that payoff. It's easy money. But then there's the lazy, well, the press release said, and you can hear it all the time. It's just right from the press release that comes out from the authority, and they just rip and read. and or cowardly as the ones who don't want to say something. And this is where Haywood's going to start texting me saying I'm a coward for not saying things I can't prove about people in Nelson County I can't prove it about. There are things about Haywood's story I can prove, like he is justifiably a homeless man because I've searched his address and there's no buildings on it. And yes, I have looked into, you know, how he managed to lose his home. And I see a lot of civil cases. So I imagine the answer is somewhere within the sealed documents of a civil case. And is it fair to say that, you know, he is a whistleblower on horrific, you know, dump sites in Nelson County? That I can verify as well. Is that why one led to another? That's the part I can't prove. So make it a campaign issue. Commonwealth's attorneys and sheriffs are up for election this year, Haywood. But don't call me a coward for not saying things I can't prove on the air just because you're mad. But cowardly media are the people who will just say, oh, I need to keep access to the White House. Look at the White House press corps. And if nothing else, you should learn from the Fox reporters in the room that they'll ask the questions and they don't get kicked out. Nobody says we're taking your press credentials. It's been threatened, but it has never happened. But they're afraid of losing access. So they go along because they don't want to lose access to the big story. And like the cat chasing the laser pointer never really catches the big story because they're never going to be given the big story. And like Zoe Barnes in the docudrama, The House of Cards, probably is going to meet a sticky ending if they stick their nose out too far or start acting like a journalist again. Because once you've taken a taste, you better not say, hey, you know, back before I took a taste, I had some questions. No, you don't want to ask those questions. It's not good for your future prospects.
Avoid the traffic. Listen for reports all morning and whenever there's an accident on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Clark just sent me a story, and I had to laugh at it, so I'm going to pivot. It sort of fits in, though, and it goes into, so he sends me the story with Raj Bhadwaj. That's not really his name. It's Rod Bhadwaj. Raj Bhadwaj. That sounds like a character you would have made up for the Big Bang Theory. Dr. Raj Bhadwaj is a Canadian family physician and was on the Canadian broadcast channels telling a complicit media, doe-eyed, saying, oh, well, sure, yeah, that sounds logical to me. And invents something out of whole cloth. He says, so anecdotally, we're starting to see a stroke season. CBC News. Stroke season, according to this guy, the doctors are starting to notice a stroke season that follows flu season. And this is a guy, he looks middle-aged, so he's been around a few flu seasons before. And is now telling CBC, whose anchors are going, oh, well, thank you. That's good stuff. So thank you for sharing that, Dr. Bhadwaj. So and understand, for our North American, or it's a Declaration of North America, these are the people who run the United States now. By the treaty signed by President Biden's minions in Mexico City a month ago, ink's still not even drying on the Declaration of North America. We're going to send all of the American money to Mexico at the behest of the Canadian-style government we're going to institute. And then Trudeau II flew off to Davos, where he was celebrated by all of his friends there. He probably even got an audience with Klaus Schwab himself. Come here, my boy. Come here. Sit close to Klaus. Klaus is very proud of you, Trudeau II. Oh, my goodness. This is the Canadian Broadcorping castration broadcast this guy just saying, oh, it seems like there's a stroke season that follows the flu season. Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. You just cannot make this kind of spin up, can you?
No, you can't, Joe. It's right back to Looney Tunes. Rabbit season.
Hey, Dr. Clark. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was one of my thoughts. It's a stroke season, flu season, stroke season, flu season. He doesn't have to shoot me now. No, he does have to take the shot right now.
So, Joe, what was it like? 2 months ago, the CDC told us that all of these sudden cardiac events.
Right. Sudden adult death syndrome.
Yes, because world-class athletes had been taking cold showers, which caused peripheral vasoconstriction, which then resulted in stroke. So I think this phenomenon that this gentleman is identifying is probably people run low-grade fevers during the flu season. They take cold showers.
Right. Or we ice pack them, right, to bring their fevers down.
Yes. And then they go to teach the little second graders and stroke out right there in front of them. Or go play soccer and collapse on the field.
Because they've never had any, you know, cardiac symptoms before. Then what are all of the morticians seeing?
Oh, gosh.
Is this just
are
strokes?
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Is the helicopter
going to come if we speak of this?
At this point, do I sound like I care? Do I need to get dueling banjos back on the air? You know, this is what my last good nerve sounds like. I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of people lying to us for 2 years and saying, and honestly, this was one of the great examples of where President Trump, like a builder. And I was saying this to my wife the other day. See, Donald Trump operated his presidency like a builder operates a development firm. And you're counting on everyone's self-interest to equal the best interest of the outcome of the organization. And unfortunately, in government, that's not the case. And I believe Virginia's 5th District Congressman at the time tried to warn him of that, but it just devolved into a shouting match in the Oval Office.
While we're on the Donald and speaking about stroke season, you know, ultimately, Joe, when they have to recognize a coyote just trotted across the road right in front of me, Joe. Anyway,
was there a boulder or an anvil following it?
No. I wonder if he was headed for duck season, rabbit season, though. Oh,
stroke season.
Yeah, when they finally have to recognize the deleterious effects of the spike proteins, you know who's going to get blamed for all this, right?
Well, that's it. Well, I mean, we're only one myocarditic incident short of it being the Trump vaccine.
Well, yes.
Unfortunately, you're going to need the lazy, complicit, paid-off media to go, yeah, no, President Biden just picked up where it was already there. Tony Fauci and Donald Trump did it. And they'll throw Fauci under the bus along with President Trump in order to finish this narrative. But we've wasted, see, this is the thing again, Dr. Clark, we've wasted 2 years of brilliant medical people like Dr. Corey and Dr. Marek. We're going to get the FDA coming out with their COVID protocols going forward. You know, the frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, a bunch of doctors who want to use readily available medicine to treat sick people, already have these protocols. I don't even want to get into what my protocol is because it's my personal one, and I don't care what anyone else does. Well, but I just care that they get the straight facts and not some BS from somebody who's just doing a CYA game because they realize that they paid for this thing. And the mRNA, when Dr. Malone is one of the people, he invented, or, you know, he is the doctor that came up with the mRNA process, and he's out there protesting against it. good googly mugglies, Clark.
Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it, Joe?
No, it doesn't make me wonder anymore. It doesn't make me wonder one damn moment. It doesn't make me wonder at all. It makes me wonder how long people are going to just keep going, oh, okay, sounds legit. It's like this doctor and the anchor from the Canadian Broadcorping Castration sitting there going, oh, well, thank you, doctor. That's interesting. So stroke season follows flu season. Oh, okay.
So here's the greatest question, Joe. Will the American people have faith and confidence in the medical profession within a generation after the truth on this becomes evident?
Yeah, I think they can. Go ahead.
I want to know, we're like 68%, no, 70%, I'm sorry, 70% of the American people don't believe a word the WHO says.
Sure.
I don't know how far the CDC is behind that. So, you know,
there's just an echo chamber.
You ought to be able to trust your priest or preacher. You ought to be able to trust your doctor.
No, you got to be able to trust yourself. Now, you know, Clark, let me nuance that in the American paradigm. You have to trust yourself to make your choices. And that's why health savings accounts, you know, direct primary care associations, these are the things that are going to save the medical profession. When I can pick and choose my doctor and I can pick the one that I trust, then I'll start trusting the medical profession. But as long as a bean counter in some, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield office is telling me who my doctor is, no, I'm going to start it, you know, already with a certain trepidation.
There you go. Well, Joe, when you own nothing, Klaus will pick your doctor for you and you'll be happy.
Right, and you'll get the best doctor he chooses for you.
Yeah.
And since we were reading these abuses, remember the one, he has combined with others to subject us to jurisdictions foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. Sound familiar?
It does. And, you know, it kind of makes you think about when you see people predicting that we're going to have another pandemic in 2025. And the WHO will be the controlling authority during that.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it, you know, depends on who is and where they're coming from. But I do have to run to the news here. Last word, Dr. Clark, before I have to run to the news.
Duck season, rabbit season is official paradigm now, Joe.
Flu That's season, stroke season. I appreciate it, Dr. Clark. You have a great morning, sir. 434-964-1075 is the phone number. Emails coming. And I would say, I just want doctors to treat sick people and stop coming up with nonsense that makes a political narrative. You know, stop trying to be a government official and just go back to being my doctor or, you know, my nurse. Or, you know, my voodoo practitioner. That's all I want.
Unlike cryptocurrency, you can download the Seville 1075 smartphone app for free, and it will never go down in value. Get yours at the Google Play or iTunes store.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
There's a tremendous amount of sensitivity and concern around a tragedy that happened here on grounds. And, you know, in the aftermath of something like this, people have questions. And a lot of those questions deal with process.
As in, how is it a red flag that was waved? And you know, I understand Creed Eads needs to CYA here because he's one of the main proponents of red flag laws and more government-run mental institutions because that's never gone wrong. Boom, Woodbrook. You know, can we get Geraldo's still available. He's looking for a story to cover because state-run mental institutions always did so well, at least for the authors who wanted to write books like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Because Creed Eads wants more state-run mental institutions and more red flag laws that'll get you put there – The question is, well, what about all these instances like a six-year-old that writes letters to his teacher saying, I want to burn you alive and watch you die? I don't know what qualifies as a red flag anymore then. Other students trying to get the shooter, the kid that wound up, the social justice major that wound up shooting up the bus and killing the UVA football players. Question is, red flags were flown on him, and the police weren't able to do anything. So Tim Longo wants a law, and the Cree Deeds law would give him permission to basically bust in and search where people accuse people of hiding guns on state-owned or leased property. And this very interesting wording in Cree Deeds legislation, which means anything the University of Virginia owns, because it's state-owned or leased, would be subject to these ordinances. We'll get into that. We're going to get into more of your liberty-grabbing legislation that came out. Some that are going to come out of the House today that are good against intrusions on your privacy, both medical and electrical. But Joel has been hanging on the line at 434-964-1075. Good morning, sir. What's going on?
Good morning, Joe. I just wanted to say, you know, you and Dr. Clark were talking about basically the COVID and the side effects and what we really don't know, because it's all been kind of hush-hush with heart attacks and stroke and blood clotting. Mm-hmm. And then
the morticians.
Myocarditis. But so if those things aren't recognized, look at what's happening with, let's go back to birth, right? They don't recognize that birth starts with the beginning of cells, right? That the life starts with the beginning of cells, and that isn't even recognized. And then you have people who are in positions who are doctors, who are psychiatrists, who are medical doctors, and they're saying that it's okay to call yourself a female, although you're genetically a male, even though you snipped off everything or added things on. And then our government is saying it's okay to get a passport with an X on it because you're, and all these gender differences and teaching doctors at an early age. I mean, where are they going to go? They're going to be confused in school. Their parents, who knows who they are and how they think, if they're so far liberal, they don't even have a God-centered life. But all those things are taken out. And then all they do to entertain themselves is watch violent videos or watch things that aren't really good, or there's no God in their life.
There's no self in their life. It's interesting. It's self-centered without self. And I find that to be one of the key debasements, is we're selfish, we're self-centered without a sense of self. So what we're winding up doing is we're looking for creature comforts that indulge rather than engross and enlarge. As I was scribbling as you were talking, the science to these people is settled, but law is not. The police right. officer can determine, I don't like this guy, so I'm going to bust him for marijuana possession because I have discretion on this. And this is true. This is what Barack Obama said, is, you know, we don't want to enforce these laws. So apparently a law enforcement officer can pick and choose what laws are settled, but in science it's not. And that's going to be the defining moment of this era in human history, is when we lost our ability to do inquiry in science because politics got involved in the lab and in the medical rooms. And it's interesting, the same hypocrites like Harris will say, VP Harris will say, keeping the government out of the doctor's room for an abortionist, but if it's a COVID vaccine, you have no health, you have no physical autonomy to that. Who do you think you are?
Well, Hyena Harris couldn't even recite the preamble to the Constitution yesterday. She couldn't even get that right.
Well, yeah, but she'd burst into flames if she did, so you got to be careful with that. But I'm coming up on my hard break here, Joel. But good stuff, my friend. Well asked. But this is the thing, and you work in the profession where, you know, this is a decade of lost time to medical professionals who could have been, through their best intentions, finding out ways to treat a disease with medicine to make people well again. That's what I thought we paid them for. My son said to me the other day, he said, everyone wants to be Dr. House. I said, no, they want to be Dr. Fauci. They don't want to be Dr. House. Dr. House actually challenged the paradigm. That's why you don't see Hugh Laurie's TV show that much on TV anymore. He was the one doing unorthodox things. We don't want to celebrate that. We all want to be Dr. Fauci. We want to be Dr. Gupta. We want to be Dr. Phil. We want to be the TV doctor that has lots of people who know our name. And again, selfish without self. And I think that's where we are today. Last word.
I agree. I just wanted to thank you again for all you do and how many people you affect. And it's good to have our cathartic expose of all our internal thinking.
Catharsis in the morning. I can hear the jingles now.
Making you part of his unauthorized autobiography every morning.
There's an award you're going to be receiving. It's called the Benjamin Franklin Award for Journalistic Excellence.
Joe Thomas in the Morning on WCHV.
The email you're thinking about writing begins, Joe, you're better than that. But what a follow-up. Joel brings up a conversation we had earlier this morning about a Canadian broadcasting corporation. I'm sorry, apparently I malapropped that earlier, so who knew? But we were talking about what despots need in terms of getting their despotism out there, because all historical despots from Big Julie of Rome on through Adolf and his bonfire and every one of them, Hugo Chavez, Fidel, Ho Chi Minh, all of them needed a way to get the word out there. Some of them, you know, it was a network of people and it was harder to do. We had Thomas, you know, they require people like Joe Goebbels to create the spin for them. And then it requires a lazy, cowardly, or paid off media to spin it for them. And while we were talking about that, Dr. Clark, for an example of same, sent me a Canadian broadcasting castration. Clip of the anchor just listening to some doctor who's decided he wants to be the next Sanjay Gupta, Dr. Fauci, TV doctor, telling him about this mysterious new thing called stroke season. We have the clip here.
So what is this link between influenza, infection, and stroke?
Yeah, I didn't know about this either until last year, but it turns out that after flu season, about 3 or 4 weeks later, there is a stroke season.
I didn't know this until about 2 or 3 weeks ago. This is Dr. Raj Bardwaj, urgent care physician. You know, it's funny, we go grab an urgent care physician like this, but one of the preeminent ones in America, like Dr. Paul Marek, frequent guest of this program, and we have reached out to the frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance to talk about both. The FDA today is supposed to announce what the federally mandated COVID protocols are versus the ones that Dr. Marek and Dr. Corey have. At the frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. But, you know, this urgent care physician, ready to go with a very nice looking TV set behind him, Dr. Raj Bardwaj, who knew? And by the way, I like the anchor who's in a Glenn Beck costume. I mean, he looks like Glenn Beck. I mean, an early Glenn
Beck. So what is this link between influenza, infection, and stroke?
Yeah. I didn't know about this either until last year, but it turns out that after flu season, about 3 or 4 weeks later, there is a stroke season.
That's what it is. See, folks, you can all go home now. No worries. No worries about the NFL players dropping on the field. No worries about the, you know, and pay no attention to the morticians. Listen, you know, a little too much embalming fluid, if you know what I'm saying. Why listen to morticians who are talking about these weird looking blood clots that are coming out of, you know, their customers' bodies? Oh, please. Because the science is settled. We've told you it's safe and effective. And this is what happens. A decade and a half ago, we talked about the, you know, and what's funny is a lot of these political types will scream and yell about, you know, big business, big pharma, big medicine until 2 years ago, right before the development of stroke season. Funny that.
Being tuned in means...
It's not the issues, it's the solutions we debate.
Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Wabbit season! I say it's duck season, and I say fire! Let's try that again. Okay. I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire!
He doesn't have to shoot me now or get a shot now. Oh, so if there is a stroke season, as this doctor says.
So what is this link between influenza, infection, and stroke?
Yeah, I didn't know about this either until last year, but it turns out that after flu season, about 3 or 4 weeks later, there is a stroke season.
So one must wonder then, I didn't realize you could catch a stroke. I know you could develop a stroke, you could develop all the precursors, blood clots, things like that, hypertension, all of these things we've talked about with Rita and so many other instances. But in order for there to be a season, as far as I could tell, now this is Dr. Raj Bardwaj, urgent care physician, who only just found out about it, coincidentally, last year from Trudeau II and his bosses in the World Economic Forum's Canadian branch. There. So he goes on to explain.
And like you said, most of Canada is getting down off of a big hump of flu. So now we're starting to see more strokes. And a friend of one of my colleagues actually mentioned that at work the other day. He said, have you noticed how many strokes we're seeing? It's a lot.
And you notice how the science works? See, if you and I had a conversation in the contrary, we'd be called COVID deniers or conspiracy theorists. But have you heard anything about scientific method here? No, it's break room conversations between Dr. Raj Bardwaj and his coworkers.
More than usual, it feels like. So anecdotally, we're starting to see that.
Anecdotally, we're starting to see more. You're the doctor that we brought. See, if I was the host, I'd say, well, hold on, doctor. Is there any science that says, I mean, there's political science that says pay no attention to all the sudden adult death syndromes. Pay no attention to the morticians who keep saying, hey, what are these weird looking blood clotty looking things that I'm finding when I embalm another 40 something that's dropped dead of sudden adult death syndrome? And you see, this is the stuff we used to ask in the halls of science, because as I said to Joel earlier, the science is settled, but the public policy apparently isn't. The public policy can be fluid. The laws are settled. You get your restaurant raided if you don't live up to the COVID mandates, and that's here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. But the scientific method was question everything. And yet when you do that now, you're some conspiracy theorist, fear monger that's out there trying to cause millions of deaths You just want millions of people to die because COVID. No, I want doctors to be able to treat sick people with readily available medicine so that they can get well again. I want to trust doctors who will sit there and say, gosh, I wonder if this will work. And then ask their patients, do you mind if we try this? I know you're having this and none of the traditional things seem to be working. So how about we try this? Sure. Okay. Fine. And Dr. Clark asked the $100 billion, or, you know, maybe even $100 trillion question. Are we ever going to trust science again? Sure. When it extricates itself from the gloved hands of the authoritarians. And to be fair, and is a programming philosophy of this program, I like to point out, this isn't the first time we've done this. Think of some of the other times that science was settled, like the Inquisition or the Dark Ages. Think about the science being settled during the Black Plague when all of a sudden, all of the Jews were rounded up because they weren't getting sick with the plague. Why? Because they kept kosher. But that's not what the science said. The science said they must be causing the plague. Ironically, they had to flee to the only place where they were allowed, which was the king of Poland said, come, you can live here. Teach us how to be kosher. And then a couple of hundred years later, they were driven out of there, too, by another authoritarian who decided the science was settled as to what the master race was going to look like and had copied all of America's Jim Crow laws into his final solution.
Trusting you to know information from disinformation.
I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID.
Without a government board.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Oh, no.
WCHV.
Aquila, my friend, don't you start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see, it's only me.
Joe Thomas in the morning, 434-964-1075 is the phone number. Emails come in to joe@wchv.com. So Michael writes in on the subject of stroke season. Joe, it's absolutely garbage that there is a stroke season, obviously. If it was a true thing, then the state of Virginia EMS Council would have been teaching that in the continuing education for the recertification of EMS personnel. It doesn't mean it might not all of a sudden be added to the curriculum for those. And it'll be about what to identify so that you can put it on the form that, you know, so and so was suffering the onset of stroke season. And understand, flu season is driven by the change in the weather, the change in respiratory challenges, vis-a-vis pollen and or dust. As the weather changes and you go indoors more, you get less sunshine. There are a lot of factors that lead to flu season. And statistically speaking, it tracks right along with holiday gathering season. And this is what they want you to be afraid of. Because that's the other part of this stroke season narrative, is stop hanging out with each other. All you people are still intermingling with each other too frequently. How can we turn you on one another if you know each other? If you've spent a holiday with somebody, how can we tell you that so-and-so is an evildoer that must be sent to evildoer's correctional facility? Because then you'd say, well, no, I was just with them at Christmas and they're not an evildoer. Oh, see, you are spending, so you must be an evildoer too. This is what they have to do, is they have to keep you separated. The authoritarians. And so I want to circle back to the original kickoff of all this, which was, why do authoritarians need a complicit media? Listen to Tim Longo, who I hold in very high esteem. You're reading the prepared statements from the talking points at the University of CYA because a student shot up a bunch of other students and killed three of them on a tour bus last November.
There's a tremendous amount of sensitivity and concern around a tragedy that happened here on grounds.
That sensitivity means lawyers, by the way. If you're wondering, English to spin, spin to English, that sensitivity means lawyers.
And, you know, in the aftermath of something like this, people have questions. And a lot of those questions deal with process.
And those questions to the lawyers are, well, somebody had identified this kid as a problem. Why wasn't anything done? And so Cree Deeds has a law in front of the Virginia Senate for now, and it'll go over to the House, that gives Tim Longo more authority on state-owned or leased properties to enforce gun restrictions. Because gun-free school zones protect so many people in those school zones. And personally, I don't believe for a minute Tim Longo believes that. But he works for the University of Virginia, and they believe that. Has Bert Ellis's tenure started yet? Like Bert Ellis's thought on this from the Board of Visitors. So let's pick up a clip from yesterday's show. This is Virginia Senator Mark Peek on all of these bills that, you know, happened just as he predicted yesterday.
We got a bunch of gun law restriction bills coming up, which will make it out of our committee and which will make it out of the Senate, but will get just as quickly killed in the House.
And that's where your disquiet shows up, is you do not share the same confidence that Senator Peek has that all the Republicans in the House are equally hive-minded as the Democrats in the Senate. Because just like the stroke season doctors, none of this is helping anyone. None of this achieves the stated goals except to create a more authoritarian society. Meanwhile, we have government agencies who are telling you that they want new laws written by their overseeing governments that would restrict your access to find out anything going on in there under the banner of nuisance FOIA. These are the political grandchildren of the very people who wrote the Freedom of Information Act laws, yet now it's a nuisance. And woe be you if you try to find out anything about stroke season or UVA's policy regarding mRNA experimental injections and your employment. If they pass these new restrictions on what you can and cannot request by Freedom of Information Act. They've already been given permission to hide half their misgivings and misdeeds under the banner of personnel decisions, personnel matters. Damn, you're paying that personnel with my tax dollars. I want to know what they're making. That's a personnel issue. I want to know, did you pay them off to keep quiet? And why didn't you pay Rochelle Brackney off? Raymond puts a punctuation mark on the discussion. He says, we won't have an official stroke season. He said to Michael's point, we won't have an official stroke season until Pfizer comes up with a vaccine for stroke. I swear to goodness, every time I open an email at joe@wchv.com, it must have been being like Sid Caesar in his office at your show of shows, as Larry Gelbart and Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks and Woody Allen and these folks would come walking in saying, here's the skits we got for you this week, boss. The funniest people in radio. And they all write for me. But you have no faith in the Republicans in the House. You look at the Republicans in the House and you realize some of them represent the Newport News area. Where we're, again, now we're finding there were red flags issued for this six-year-old who apparently said he wanted to burn his teacher alive. But are those Republicans going to want to be seen on TV not doing something to make the parents rest at ease more thoroughly? That we're doing everything in our power to keep your children safer. Which doesn't keep them safer. You and I know it doesn't keep them safer. Unless, of course, you piled up all the law books in front of yourself, and then, you know, with the exception of some very high-powered rifles, the bullet's probably going to get stopped by all the volumes of legalese that has been bound up and stacked up in Virginia's capital under the banner of, we'll protect you from whatever it was that happened last week, and while we're doing that, just keep your eyes peeled for what's coming next week. Yes, that is pee on your leg, but they're telling you it's raining.
We have been around for almost 90 years.
This morning alone.
And not a sign of any slowing down.
I took four meetings
at Seville Coffee. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.